Should we help him?
Well, he has to be in the list in 2 minutes. 2 minutes or forfeit.
Lend us those.
Right. Left.
Thank you.
Dead.
Hey?
3 scores to none after 2 lances. All Srector needs to do is not fall off his horse and we've won.
Oh.
He's dead.
What do you mean, dead?
The spark of his life is smothered in shite. His spirit is gone, but his stench remains. Does that answer your question?
No. No, he sleeps rousing. We're minutes from victory. I haven't eaten in 3 days.
None of us have, what?
We need to fetch a priest.
No, he's not dead! Wake up! Come on, huh? Come on! You monkey! You slapper of
the... Brilliant.
Voice quiet. Sir Axel must report at once, or forfeit the match.
Oh, he's on his way. I'll ride in his place. Strip his armor. I'm riding in his place. Stop kicking him. Calm down. I'm riding in his place. Help me, please.
What's your name, William? I'm asking you, William Thatcher, to answer me with your name. It's not Sir William. It's not Count or Duke or Earl William. It's certainly not King William.
I'm aware of that.
You have to be of noble birth to compete.
A detail. The landscape is food. Do you want to eat or don't you?
If the nobles find out who you are, there'll be the devil to pay.
And pray that they don't.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will.
We'll be right back.
stands at 3 lances to none in favor of Sir Ector. Lord Philip of Aragon, stand you ready. Sir Ector, stand you ready.
Ready?
Of course, I have tilted against Sir Ector many times, you know.
In practice, this is his target. You're never allowed to strike him.
Badger me not with details.
Landscape, then. Stay on the horse. He needs 3 points to beat you, so a broken lance won't win it for him. He has to knock you off the horse.
I know how to score, Roland. I've waited my whole life for this moment.
You've waited your whole life for Sir Ector to shot himself to death? Sir Ector, remove your helmet.
My lord, I'm afraid the final blow of the lance has bent it onto my head.
He says the final blow of the...
I present your champion, my lord.
Cheers.
£15 silver florins. He didn't want that. That's 5 for William.
5 for what?
5 for Roland, who's going straight home to England.
Straight to the pub for me. Eel pie. Brie tart. Tansy cakes with peppermint cream. Oh.
We could do this.
Do it. We've done it, boy. That's silver in your hand.
I mean, we can do this. We can be champions. Give us your coins. Well, now, come on, give me your coins. Right. Right, now that's one for you. And one for you. Which leaves 13. That's 13 for training and outfitting. Now, the tournament in Rouen is in a month from now. In 1 month, we could split a prize bigger than this one. In 1 month, we could be on our way to glory and riches none of us ever dreamed of.
In 1 month, we could be laid in a ditch with Sir Ector. I don't want glory and riches, William. I just want to go home.
Tansy cakes with peppermint cream. Dilled veal balls with squash fritters. I'll take my 5 now.
Boy.
Oh, wait up! You're going the wrong way! But
you can't even joust.
Well, most of it is the guts to take a blow, to strike one. Guts I have. And technique? I have a month to learn that. Besides, the sword. Name a man better with the sword than I.
In the practice ring.
You're not of noble birth.
Well, so we lie. How did the nobles become noble in the first place, huh? They took it at the tip of a sword.
I'll do it with a lance.
A blunted lance?
Oh, no matter what, a man can change his stars. And I won't spend the rest of my life as nothing.
That is nothing, and nothing is right where Glory will take us.
We're the sons of peasants. Glory and riches and stars are beyond our grasp, but a full stomach, that dream can come true.
If you can take your coins, go to England, eat cake. But if you can't, you come with me. You see, money doesn't matter. Yeah!
You see how hungry I am? Do you?
Damn your stomach, what? Molly, please. The 13 silver pieces, three men can change their stars.
God love you, William.
I know. No one else will.
Unlucky!
I think he's getting worse. He is getting worse. The low rider is a
You've done it dozens of times.
Well, I guess that means we should do it again. Come on, ponies.
Pong him.
Faster, balance.
No. Slow. Keep it steady. And
got it. Look, I got it. Any minute now.
Reached the mile marker yet. And I'm not sure you should. Suppose we pass another night. How would it look if my squire rode while I walk?
I don't give a witch's teeth. It's my turn.
Hey, look, maybe nobody should be riding. The horse is not what he used to be and we need him, right?
Fine. Morning. Oi, sir. What are you doing?
Trudging. You know, trudging? To trudge the slow, weary, depressing, yet determined walk of a man who has nothing left in his life except the impulse to simply soldier on.
Well,
Were you robbed?
Interesting question, actually. Yes, and then at the same time, a huge, resounding no. It's more a sort of involuntary vow of poverty, really. But, you know, on the brighter side, trudging does represent pride. Pride, resolve, and faith in the good Lord Almighty. Please, Christ, rescue me from my current tribulation. Lations.
How are you?
Lilium interspinus. The lily among the thorns. Geoffrey Chaucer's the name. Writing's the game. Chaucer? Geoffrey Chaucer, the writer?
A what?
A what? A writer? You know, I write with ink and parchment. For a penny, I'll scribble you anything you want, from summonses, decrees, edicts, warrants, patents of nobility. I've even been known to jot down a poem or two of the Muse Descent. Probably read my book, Book of the Duchess. Fine, well, it was allegorical.
Well, we won't hold that against you. That's for each man to decide for himself.
Did you say patents of nobility?
Yes, that's right, I did. And you gentlemen are?
Well, I am Sir Ulrich von Lichtenstein from Gelderland. And these here are my faithful squires. Delves of Dodgington and Foulhurst of Crewe.
I'm Richard the Lionheart, pleased to meet you. No, wait a minute, I'm Charlemagne. No, I'm St. John the Baptist.
All right. Hold your tongue, sir, or lose it.
Now, you see that, I do believe. Sir Ulrich.
Thank you. Jeff.
Have you any more to say, Master Nude, or having failed your test, may we be on our way?
Well, you're off to the tournament, are you?
This is the road to Rome, isn't it?
Well, you know, that really remains to be seen. See, they're limiting the field at Rome. Noble birth must be established for 4 generations on either side of the family. Patents of nobility must be provided. Listen. Clothe me, shoe me, for God's sake, feed me. Let me ride that horse a bit and you'll have your patents.
Now, patents of nobility.
We need them. We need them.
Right. Oh, let me.
Be nice.
Nice. Fine. Betray us, and I will fong you until your insides are out. Your outsides are in. Your entrails will become your extrails. I will rake all the anger, pain. Lots of pain.
Present my Lord Ulrich, whose mother's father was Schillard von Reckberg, son of the Duke Guelph of Saxony, son of Ghibelline, son of Wendisch, the 4th Earl of Brunswick, the same Wendisch who inherited the fief of Lundberg.
That'll from... do, Harold. 6 generations is more than enough. Show me the patents. Indicate in which events shall your Lord Ulrich compete. First, meet Roger, Lord Mortimer.
Thank you very much.
I can't believe it. You did it, Chaucer. I have to thank you. I didn't think we had a chance.
My pleasure, William. Now, if you don't mind, I think I'll stick around and see how things turn out.
Act as my herald and you'll receive a share of the winnings.
Done. If you don't mind, I gotta go and see a man about a dog.
Walking out from Chiefs. sign. My fortunes for to seek. I passed along the River Thames. Its waters did they reek. 'Twas there I met a pretty lass. She said her name was Nell.
Bell or hell rhymes with Nell.
Speak to me.
To speak. But, sir, my sex are marked by their silence.
Oh, I would hear you speak if it cost me my ears.
That is well, for I do not want silence in my life.
Tell me your name.
Would you care if I were ugly?
Well, yes. I mean, no. I mean, if...
You desecrate the house of God!
Oh. Oh.
tell me your name, woman.
And what would you do with my name, Sir Hunter? Call me a fox, for that is all I am to you.
A fox? Oh, then a fox you shall be until I find your name, my foxy lady. Oh.
He's a handsome hunter, I give him that.
Does this not shock you, ladies?
Certainly, my lord. I only laugh just to keep from weeping.
Beauty is such a curse. Pray your years come swiftly. Pray your beauty fades that you may better serve God.
Oh, and I do, my lord. I pray for it all the time. Why, God, did you curse me with this face?
God's will has a purpose, but we may not know it.
That is lovely.
Credo in uno Deo.
Lichtenstein defeats Roger Lord Mortimer, one lance to none.
Easy, boys. They're likely to think it's the first time I've broken a lance.
But it is, William, it is.
Oh, Sir Ulrich broken thousands of lances.
Well, come on, master of a thousand lances. You do with the sword ring in 2 minutes.
Come on, my arm is loose.
If they come overhead, I can't block.
Well, there's nothing for it now. We're overdue in the sword ring as we speak.
Oh, it was a mistake to do 2 events. I don't have time to breathe. I should withdraw from the sword.
But the sword is by far what you're best at.
But the prizes are bigger in the jousts, the prestige as well.
Ulrich von Lichtenstein?
Yes.
I'm Simon the Summoner.
And I'm overdue at the sword arena.
I must detain you on behalf of your herald.
You were never robbed, were you?
Look, I have a gambling problem. I can't help myself. And these people, they'll quite literally take the clothes off your back.
What do you expect us to do about it?
He assured us that you, his liege, would pay us.
And who are you?
Peter. A humble pardoner and purveyor of religious relics.
How much does he owe you?
10 gold florins.
You lanky git!
Pain! Pain!
Hey! What? Let him go!
Ow!
What would you do to him if I was to refuse?
We, on behalf of the Lord God, will take it from his flesh so that he may understand that gambling is a sin.
Oh, come on. Please, Will. Please, will you help me, Sir Ulrich? I promise you won't regret it.
I don't have the money. Release him. For God's sake, give him back his clothes. And you'll get it.
Done.
You lied.
Yes, yes, I lied. I'm a writer. I give the truth. Scope! Behold, my lord Ulrich von Lichtenstein, son of Sigurd.
Too late! Excuse me? Too late, he's been announced.
Fight.
10 blows by sword. So Ulrich sword to receive first.
Look out! Of glory and honor, we walk in the garden of his turbulence.
Yeah!
make you champion.
Of the sword.
That's why we're standing here, isn't it? Come on, to the list.
You want to touch him? Do you want to touch him?
We should have saved our last penny for the blacksmith.
Now, I can't pay you now, but I promise you I will, just as long
no!
as
no! Money!
Excuse me.
Cash first, not promises.
Go on.
Excuse me, sir.
You might drive the ferry.
A woman?
Beggars cannot be choosers, my lord.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Don't work for free.
And I can't joust with broken armor.
Your problem, not mine. Each drop of this sweat has a price on it.
Well, just as well. They told me I was daft for even asking.
Who?
Oh, the other armorers.
Did they say I couldn't do it because I'm a woman?
No, they said you were great with horseshoes, but shite with armor. The fact that you're a woman wasn't even mentioned.
Catch meat hot wine! Catch meat hot wine! Catch meat hot wine! Catch meat hot wine!
Lady, I will win this tournament for you.
Nay, I will win for you.
My lady, may I present Count Adhemar, winner of the joust in France and high champion at Saint-Emilion.
All such moments forgotten and standing before the most beautiful woman in Christendom.
Do you only pretend to fight, Count Adhemar? Or do you wage real war as well?
I am leader of the free companies. My army's in southern France, for the moment.
Jeff, 'tis my lady.
Oh, jeez, you, William, you aim too high.
Oh, if there's another way to aim, I don't know it.
Concentrate.
What should I say to her?
What do you think of the joust?
It's very abrupt. And I'm afraid I don't understand the rules.
Then I shall educate you. A match is three lances. 1 point is awarded for breaking a lance on a man between the waist and neck. 2 points for breaking on the helmet. It's difficult. The helmet sweeps back. Most blows glance off, leaving the lance unbroken. And 3 points for bearing a rider to the ground. Also, should you bear a rider to the ground, you win his horse.
And do men die in the joust?
The lance's points are tipped with coronals. This blunts them. Of course, accidents happen. I myself, Jocelyn, have never been unhorsed.
Nor have I.
Your name, lady. I still need to hear it.
Sir Hunter, you persist.
Or perhaps angels have no names, only beautiful faces.
And you are?
Well, I am,
You've forgotten? Or your name is,
Ulrich. Von Lichtenstein from Gelderland.
Oh, I'd forget as well. What a mouthful. Your armor, sir.
What about it?
How stylish of you to joust in an antique. It'll start a new fashion if you win. My grandfather will be able to wear his in public again. And a shield. How quaint. Some of these poor country knights. Little better than peasants.
Second son of Sir Wallace Percival. Third Earl of Warwick, my lords,
my ladies. It is with honour I introduce my liege, Sir Thomas Colville.
You're good. You're very good. My lords, my ladies, and everybody else here not sitting on a cushion, today, you find yourselves equals. For you are all equally blessed. For I have the pride, the privilege, nay, the pleasure of introducing to you a knight sired by knights, a knight who can trace his lineage back beyond Charlemagne. I first met him atop a mountain near Jerusalem, praying to God, asking his forgiveness for the Saracen blood spilt by his sword. Next, he amazed me still further in Italy when he saved a fatherless beauty from the would-be ravishings of her dreadful Turkish uncle. In Greece, he spent a year in silence, just to better understand the sound of a whisper. And so, without further gilding the lily, and with no more ado, I give to you the seeker of serenity, the protector of Italian virginity, the enforcer of our Lord God, the one, the only, Sir Ulrich von Liechtenstein! Thank you, I'll be here all week!
Well, that was different.
Well, it's time we celebrated our differences.
Just maybe not in public.
Yeah. Yes, Master Falhurst, I'm well aware a good fonging is on the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
now I got their attention. You go and win their hearts. Was she watching?
Jeff!
What?
Did she see me?
Yes, she saw you.
Did she see me take the hit?
Yes, she saw you take the hit.
Or was she concerned?
It was dreadful. Her eyes welled up. It was awful.
Colville has perfect technique. I've never seen him before.
Nor I. This Liechtenstein, his technique, rudimentary style, non-existent still. He's fearless. Mm.
Fearless? How so?
The slit in a helmet's visor is narrow, but splinters can penetrate it. Most knights raise their chins at the last instant. You lose sight of your opponent, but you protect your eyes. This Ulrich doesn't.
He keeps his eye on the target. A true hunter.
So,
I'm through. But, I've never not finished before. I wish to keep my honor intact.
Intact.
is hurt.
Colville withdraws. Ulrich advances. Why didn't Ulrich finish him?
He shows mercy.
Then he shows his weakness. That's all mercy is.
For the love of Victor, William, go to sleep. I can't. Love has given me wings, so I must fly. I can't explain it. She makes me feel like a poet.
Well, you may feel like a poet, but you sound like an idiot. You don't even know her name.
Her name? Her name is Aphrodite. Calypso. Venus. Take your pick.
Women weaken the heart. Without your heart, you cannot win.
Open your eyes.
Concentrate.
Dandy cakes! Burn!
Count Adhemar sends word. He said he will win this tournament for you.
He's won many tournaments. He wins them for himself and for his own honor, so it's nothing to say he wins them for me.
He wishes to speak to you again.
Not to hear what I say. Adhemar wants his woman silent.
Would you have Sir Ulrich win this tournament for you?
No. And he is the only knight that has not promised to do so. Sir Ulrich von Liechtenstein. I would have him win my heart.
I don't think I've ever seen him lose.
No, but defeat him and you'll see it firsthand.
My liege! Sir Ulrich! Christiana.
My lady bids you wear this token.
Well, of course.
She also said to tell you, her name is Jocelyn.
Or what?
Oh, Jocelyn.
Concentrate.
No scar whatsoever. Neither has an anvil. Oh, he hits like a hammer. It's amazing.
But not perfect. He aims high on your chest, Roll your shoulder back when you strike. His blow may glance to your right.
Oh, if he strikes on the right, if he strikes me on the left, I'll be obliterated.
Oh, I didn't say it wasn't a gamble.
Someday, I'll be a knight.
A Thatcher's son? A knight? You might as well try to change the stars.
Can it be done, Father? Can a man change the stars?
Yes, William. He believes enough a man can do anything.
Gain more bearing, Ulrich. See me again when you're worthy.
Fong, you and all of your own! Fong, you dog!
Well done, my lord! Well done!
You bastard!
Go and see to Ulrich. Go and see to Ulrich.
Well done, my lord! Noble victory.
The lady, I believe this is yours.
For long spear on foot, Pandolfo Malatesta. For sword on foot, Ulrich von Lichtenstein. Ah. Finally, for the mounted joust and tournament champion, Adhemar, Count of Anjou. I present to you your champions.
Next time I face you, Count Adhemar, you will look up at me from the flat of your back.
Please. You have been weighed, you have been measured, and you have been found wanting.
Keep winning the sword and we'll be rich.
I won't compete in the sword again.
It's your best event.
No, it's tournament champion or nothing at all. Ten florins. That should do.
It's sixes and sevens tonight, Chaucer. Do you feel lucky?
Do you wear enough clothes?
Go on, be gone, I'm done with you. Except to exact my revenge.
What on earth could you possibly do to us?
I will eviscerate you in fiction. Every last pimple, every last character flaw. I was naked for a day. You will be naked for eternity.
I have a feeling we shall meet again.
Okay, Ferris. Take what we owe you.
The armor you wear. It wasn't made for you, was it?
So what of it?
I could make such armor you wouldn't even know you wore it.
And how much would that cost me?
Just take me as far as Paris.
We travel alone. Take your gold and go. Get what you can out of that. The rest of us will pack camp.
Why are we leaving so soon?
Tournament at Lagny-sur-Marne starts in a week. We leave now, we can walk most of the way and save the horse.
No, you have to go to the banquet tonight. You have to dance, you have to make an appearance.
Oh, and have Adhemar laugh at me again. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
My lady would know the color of your lord's tunic tonight.
His tunic?
Yes, so that she can dress to match him.
We regret to inform your lady that we won't actually be attending...
Harold, do not answer questions. You don't know the answer to.
Absolutely, my lord.
Squire, answer her. What, colour is my tunic tonight?
Green. Trimmed in a kind of pale green... with wooden toggles...
I will tell my lady.
Oh, this is a disaster.
Well, it'll tunic up quite nicely. Give us your dagger, Watt.
That's not a disaster, Roland. I don't know how to dance.
And one, and three, and four. And your hands shoot the light like a birdie on a branch. And one, two, and three, and four. And what doesn't lead, he follows like a girl. One, and two, and twirly, twirly, twirly. And one, and two, and you're still getting it wrong. And one, and two, and three, and four. You can hit me all day, because you punch like a what?
A girl.
That's enough of that!
Get back from
this! I'm doing this for you! He's stopping every time!
Oh, and you can do better, can you?
Of course I can.
Good. Why don't you show us, then?
No.
No.
Listen, if I'm going to all this effort, you'd best learn to dance. Now ask her nicely.
I'm sorry, Kate. I was wondering if you would care to show us how to dance.
Please.
Please. Please.
And one, and two, three, and four, five, six, seven, change partners. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, polonaise. And one. You're not going to wear your hair like that, are you?
Is there another way?
Sir Ulrich, you look fantastic.
Jocelyn, you look... remind me of the Bible. When God stopped the sun in the sky at Gibeon to give Joshua more time to defeat the Amorites.
I don't understand.
If I could ask God one thing, it would be to stop the moon. Stop the moon and make this night and your beauty last forever.
So what dance will you have? A coranto? Or a bassa dancer?
Sir Ulrich, why don't you show us all a dance of your country? Show us a dance of Gelderland.
Oh.
Yes, Gelderland.
Well, it's a lot like the Farindol. But with some differences. Well, you should bow. And
taking you nowhere. Angel, look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. There's my feet, I lost that soul. What's I'm begging you see for little souls? Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
in walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. There's only a touch you in these golden years.
What?
I don't know. It's too small. It's too light.
He'll be crushed. Killed.
No. I found a new way to heat the steel. It's thinner, smaller, but just as strong.
What are these?
The marks of my trade. Should another knight admire the armor? Twist and bend. Feel the movement.
But eventually I will be struck.
And then death.
Do you at least have the courage to test it?
Are you all right, Will?
I didn't feel a thing. What's the name of that knight?
Piers Courtney. He's raised the taxes on his land 3 times this year to pay for tournament.
His people starve while he sits at banquet.
He's probably true.
Philip de Vitry, son of Gilles, master of the free companies, defender of his enormous manhood, a shining example of chivalry and champagne.
Nice work!
My lords,
watch every move Adhemar makes. If there's a weakness, we'll find it.
Well, Culver looks fit. This should be good.
My liege, second son of Sir Wallace Percival, it is my deepest honour... my deepest honour to present to you the second son...
It's Edward, my lord. They're sure of it.
The third Earl of Warwick, I give you the noble, the illustrious... Sir Thomas Colville!
Adhemar withdrew.
A withdrawal like that can mean only one thing.
Royalty.
I'll see what I can find out.
Prepare to drop the flag.
Oh, no, not yet. Not yet. Wait.
Listen. Musicians,
listen to
announce.
Me. Wait. I must speak with my lord.
Then go. And see if you can beat the second coming, eh?
Wait. Colville is Edward, the Black Prince of Wales, and future King of England.
He's in disguise like me, so he can compete.
He has never met an enemy without victory. He has never attacked a town he could not defeat.
Yeah. We're English, Jeff. We know who he is.
You must withdraw, Will. Go tell him, Jeff. They're about to drop the flag.
Absolutely.
Here, give me the lance.
Giddy aunt.
Are you mad? You knowingly endanger a member of the royal family.
He knowingly endangers himself.
A report, Sir Ulrich, as it was in Rouen.
And you also, Prince Edward.
You knew me?
Yeah.
And still you rode?
It's not in me to withdraw.
Nor me. Well, it happens.
Yes, it does.
Good luck with the tournament.
And you also.
The winner of the Mounted Joust and tournament champion, Ulrich von Liechtenstein.
Yeah! Here, mount it down, sell it, do whatever you do.
Yes, Your Majesty.
William, the tournament champion!
I'm not champion until I defeat Adhemar. Adhemar withdrew.
Sir Ulrich. I've come to see what you'll wear to banquet tonight.
Nothing.
Well, then we'll cause a sensation for our dress to match.
Well, don't you ever get tired of putting on clothes?
I believe she's talking about taking them off, my lord.
A flower is only as good as its petals, don't you think?
A flower is good for nothing.
Really?
Well, you can't eat a flower. A flower doesn't keep you warm.
And a rose never knocked a man off a horse either, did it?
You're just a silly girl, aren't you?
Better a silly girl with a flower than a silly boy with a horse and a stick. Goodbye, then.
It's called a lance. Hello?
What?
Adhemar's been called back to the Free Companies. The Black Prince commanded. It could be gone all season.
First Jocelyn and now Adhemar.
Well done.
Yeah, well done.
What?
Tournament results, Mark. I need to write a letter. Dear Jocelyn, no, my dearest Jocelyn, better. I miss you. Oh, hold, was that wrong?
Well, it's up to you, really. It's your funeral. I mean, letter.
Say something about her breasts.
Yeah, you miss her breasts.
Her breasts.
Yes, you could, but... I would tend to look above her breasts, William.
Well, I miss her throat.
Still higher, really, towards the heavens.
The moon, at least. Her breasts were not that impressive.
The moon? The moon. It is strange to think. I haven't seen you since a month. I have seen the new moon, but not you. I have seen sunsets and sunrises, but nothing of your beautiful face.
very good, William.
I used to know this girl once who... Well, she broke my heart, but I used to say that the
pieces of my
so
broken
small.
Heart are so small that they can be passed through the eye of a needle. He writes as though I had died.
Yes, madam. He dies as well.
She used to cook for the Duke of York. I miss her like the sun misses the flower.
I miss you like the sun misses the flower. Like the sun misses the flower in the depths of winter. Instead of beauty to direct its light to, the heart hardens like the frozen world your absence has banished me to.
The next compete in the city of Paris. I'll find it empty and in the winter if you're not there.
I like it. And now to finish it.
With hope. Love should end with hope. My husband, God rest him, told me something I'll never forget. Hope guides me.
It is what gets me through the day and especially the night. The hope that after you're gone from my sight, it will not be the last time I look upon you.
And finish it with... with all the love that I possess. William.
You mean Ulrich?
With all the love that I possess, I remain yours. The knight of your heart.
My master hoped you might have something to send him in return.
Cockadoodle once! I shall not deny him! Cockadoodle twice! I shall not deny him! Cockadoodle thrice! I deny him. Thrice he denied him. Thrice the bird! Which that is the very leg. With
them.
This
bird. No, Adamar.
Thrice with its
no, Adamar. Woo-hoo! What? What? Tell me, did you see her? Did she read the letter?
Yes, and yes. And?
She's coming to Paris.
Well, did she give you anything for me in return? Did she give you a letter? Or a token? Did she give me a token?
Yes,
she did. Well, what is it? What? Come on, give it to me. Yes! Yeah! Hell yes! Yeah! She... Kiss. That means she... Yeah! Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
Cinq ans. It's a nice round number.
Excuse-moi.
All right. The wager they wish to make is that a Frenchman and not Sir Ulrich will win the tournament. However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
Even money, but Ulrich against every Frenchman here.
Oh, come on. He's won 4 tournaments in a row, and once again, Adamar is not here.
I check shields, too. John Beaumont's here, Count Theobald of Chartres, Philip of Burgundy, all 3 French champions.
An Englishman will not win this French tournament. English legs are unsteady on French soil.
Parlez-moi!
Shut your mouth!
Come on, Manuel. It's a good bet. Win and I can buy my own tavern.
I could write full time.
And a forge for me.
Yes, and because French wine is too much for English bellies.
All right.
I'm about this phoning close, mate. I swear to God, quasi-murder.
Listen, all I want is to go home, and I already have enough to make that trip 100 times.
And most importantly, because the Pope himself is French.
Well, the Pope may be French, but Jesus is English. You're on.
Yes!
He won't lose, not with the princess here watching him.
He's blonde! He's pissed! He'll see you in the
East! Liechtenstein! Liechtenstein! He's blonde! He's had! He comes from Gelderland! He comes from Gelderland! 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 Gelderland!
Do you think you will come?
As sure as the sun will rise.
Favor cathedrals.
You come for confession. And the glass. A riot of color in a dreary gray world. Don't you think?
Oh, it's beautiful.
I feel the same way about the letter you sent. Speak to me. Speak those words.
I'm going to win this tournament for you.
Excuse me.
Well, this tournament, I'll win it in your name. Every knight I defeat for you. Your beauty will be reflected in the power of my arm, the flanks of my horse.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Really? Its flanks?
Yes.
I wish to hear poetry, Ulrich.
Oh, well, I'm not ready.
But I am. And why must everything for a woman be run on a man's schedule?
Well, a man's day is fuller. And, well, you see, a man, he has more demands on his time.
Was that so?
Yes. Maybe. No.
I demand poetry. And when I want it, and I want it now.
Your breast. They're below your throat. Where... Joslyn, how may I prove my love to you? How?
Do you ask in earnest?
Yes.
If you would prove your love...
Right.
You should do your worst.
My worst? What do you mean?
Instead of winning to honor me with your high reputation, I want you to act against your normal character and do badly.
Do badly?
Lose.
No, losing proves nothing, except that I'm a loser.
Wrong. Losing is a much keener test of your love. Losing would contradict your self-love, and losing would show your obedience to your lover and not to yourself.
Really? Shh, woman.
Do not shh me and spare him. Now be gone. Go! What is your answer?
I will not lose.
Then you do not love me.
The protector of Italian virginity, the lance, the thrilled France, the harasser of Parassa. He gave them hell at La Rochelle, the enforcer of our Lord God, the one, the only, Sir Ulrich Wallenstein!
gun!
Oh, his horse's flanks. Maybe where he comes from, it means love.
Losing.
I don't understand.
Well, neither do I.
I saw it, okay?
I know. You want to drop behind for a more dramatic victory?
Look, Jocelyn told me I should lose to prove my love.
Oh, God, I'd rather you were blind.
Don't be foolish, Will. Each woman wants proof, that's all.
Proof of what?
That their legs have not been uncrossed for nothing.
Wrong with them, and crossed her legs.
Well, then why in the name of Saint Sweet are we doing this?
Because. Because I love her.
It's very romantic, though.
Are you a woman or a blacksmith?
Sometimes I'm both.
Hold that sight!
Put him down.
No one knight has distanced himself with victories yet. If you win all your remaining matches and some of your opponents take key losses, who knows? You could make the semis, even the finals.
Well, at least the armor's proven itself.
And your love? Have you proven that yet?
Oh, what you remember, Church, as a boy? The fear, the passion. That's what she makes me feel. And for that, I say my rosary to Jocelyn and no one else.
William, that's blasphemous.
Oh, then may I burn in hell.
Withdraw. Lose that way. Just don't take any more punishment.
Oh, Roland. Ah.
My lady sends this message. She says that if you love her...
Look, I know. I must lose. Is she not watching, huh?
She says that if you love her, you will not lose another match. She says that if you love her, you will win this tournament.
There she is, the embodiment of love, your Venus.
Oh, and how I hate her.
Come on, Jack! Jack!
Yeah! I don't understand women.
Nor do I, but they understand us.
Maybe not you.
Women, eh?
49 and 50. Thank you very much, gentlemen. It's been excellent doing business with you. Do look us up if you're ever in London. The World Championships, maybe. Oh, come on, don't look too sad. Here, have a drink on me. He's quick, he's funny, he makes me loads of money. Like, to sign. Guinevere comes to Lancelot. Bid him well, my lady. Bid him well.
We missed you at banquet, Sir Ulric.
We?
I... Jocelyn, your prize.
My prize? I am not worthy of a prize.
Then who is? My maid tells me that sometimes you're Violet, that they call you William. Is this so, Sir Ulric?
Yes. Yes, it is so.
Your name makes no matter to me. So long as I can call you my own.
Oh, but Jocelyn, I am your own.
Ah, damn, girl.
Oh, you need a surgeon.
Well, he's been. He says I will live, though it doesn't feel that way.
Oh, William, this pain is my doing.
Yes, it is. Although, my father... He taught me to take the bad with the good.
Well, this good you speak of.
Yes.
It will be my doing as well.
How long since any of you been back? I've only been gone 6 months.
2 years for me.
3 years for my eyes.
Five. 5 long years.
William?
12. 12 years.
He should be in a pretty state. How long for?
7 years.
I'm the Thatcher. I spoke to you outside London Stadium.
Oh, yes, I remember. Is this the boy?
Well, step forward, sir. Let me have a look at you. Careful with that, Roland. You afraid of me, boy? Hmm? You got most of your teeth? Show me your arm. You got a strong arm? Half-starved little scarecrow. But he's got spirit.
I can show you a great wide world
full of adventure
and marvels that you do not yet dream of.
Can you pack my horse? Lead it? Oh, come on, say goodbye to your father. Let's get started.
He's a real knight, William. Watch and learn all you can. It's all I can do for you, son. Now go change your stars and live a better life than I have.
Roland, show the boy his duties.
Father, I'm afraid.
Of what?
I won't know the way back home.
Don't be foolish, William. You just follow your feet.
Adamas here has entered.
To grown bored with whatever war they're fighting.
No, no. The Black Prince commanded it. He was forced to disband his army. They were reveling the night, pillaging town after town, robbing and murdering and ransacking churches.
Committing the oldest sins in the newest ways.
At last we'll have the chance to face each other again, Sir Ulrich.
And at the World Championship.
As I promised you before, Adamar. You will look up at me from the flat of your back.
Let the past die.
You've done well in my absence. On the field and off, so I'm told. Winning trophies, horses, women.
Do you put them in that order?
Generally, with a few exceptions. Beautiful, isn't she? A real thoroughbred trophy, don't you think?
You speak of Jocelyn like she is a target.
Isn't she?
No. She is the arrow.
I've entered into negotiations with her father. I'm to make her my bride. Oh, she'll be saddled and placed on my mantle. Target or arrow makes no difference. I will have her.
He slept. But on a horse, with a lance, that man is unbeatable.
Keep a secret.
I was born in Cheapside. Just around the corner there.
Truly, Sir Ulrich.
Truly.
I only live just there.
Well, how old are you?
9 1/2.
9 1/2. I wonder if you remember a man that may have died before you were born. He was as tall as a knight. His name was John Thatcher.
Of course I remember him.
You do?
Well, yeah, he lives there still. Sometimes we see him sitting out the window, but no one knows why.
What do you mean?
He's blind, sir.
Someone there. If you're here for the net, I haven't finished yet. Come back tomorrow. Who are you?
A knight. My name is Ulrich.
Ulrich? I hear that name being chanted from the stadium. What business have you here?
I have word, Master Thatcher. Word of your son.
Of my William. Come in, sir. What word? Does he live?
Aye, he lives. He is very well. He wanted you to know that he changed his stars after all.
And has he followed his feet? Has he found his way home at last?
Yes.
Father.
I should like to meet this one, and Roland as well.
You will, Father, you will.
And what of women? Is there a certain one or many?
There is a certain one.
I should like to meet her as well.
Well, but this leak won't do, Father. Not in the chamber of a Thatcher.
For a blind Thatcher, it's quite fitting.
A Thatcher I am. I'll fix it for you.
Alive. Can you imagine? And I thought he was dead, which is mad, because he was always so strong. Very strong. I remember... Jeff. Jocelyn. This day just gets better and better.
Somebody die?
Sir Ulrich von Lichtenstein.
What?
Adhemar. Followed you last night. To Cheapside. And he says he saw your father.
Well, they asked me for your patents. They're waiting for you in the lists. They're going to arrest you. 12 royal guards. They'll put you in the stocks.
Oh, but I face Adhemar in 5 minutes' time.
Oh, you forfeit. They've already marked it down.
Saddle the horses. They can arrest your baggage, not you.
Hold. So, what do you think? Now that you know what I am.
Oh, to know what you are, William, would take a lifetime. One I am most willing to give, but right now you've got to run. There is nothing else to do. Run, and I will run with you.
Jocelyn, I cannot run. I'm a knight, and I will put myself to the hazard.
A knight in your heart, but not on paper, and paper's all that matters to them.
William, I love you. I love you. You. And I'm sorry, but I won't see you led away bound for the stocks.
Oh, but you will see me run? No!
Damn your pride, William. It is you and only you that will not see you run.
My pride is the only thing they can't take from me.
They can take it from you. They can and they will. Oh, they will. But love they cannot take.
And where will we live? In my hovel. With the pigs inside in winter so they won't freeze.
Yes, William, with the pigs. With the pigs. The poor can marry for love.
Oh, Jocelyn, you speak of what you do not know!
William, I beg you. Please. Run, do it for love.
Roland, you would see me run. And you, Jeff?
Yes, I wish it too with all the pieces of my heart.
What? You and I, we aren't runners.
Yes. William, today we are.
Run, William.
No! I will not run! I'm a knight.
Well, boys, all good things must come to an end. Let's end them together.
Position of honor.
I am here to compete.
You are here to be arrested.
He that strives to touch a star oft stumbles at a simple straw. You have been weighed. You have been measured. You have been found wanting. With one loss or another, William. In what world could you have ever beaten me?
Oh.
Leave, Roland. Let them have me.
God love you, William. So do I.
Go! Disperse! Or I will fall you! As Jesus Christ the Nazarene and his most holy mother, the Virgin Mary, are my witnesses, I will fall you! I will rip your chest out blind! Stick my fist in the pit of pain! Lots of pain!
We're in trouble.
Listen to me! Listen to me!
Both trying to hide who we are. Both unable to do so. Your men love you. If I knew nothing else about you, that would be enough. But you also tilt when you should withdraw. And that is knightly, too.
Release him.
You may appear to be of humble origins, but my personal historians have discovered that he is descendant from an ancient royal line. This is my word, and as such is beyond contestation. Now, if I may repay the kindness you once showed me, take a knee. Vested in me by my father, King Edward, and by all the witnesses here, I dub thee Sir William. Arise, Sir William. Any joust?
What?
Is my tournament to finish? Now, are you fit to compete, or shall the forfeit stand?
No, I'm fit.
I shall have your opponent informed of it. You look for his shield on the lists.
At once. Thank you, my lord.
My lords, my ladies, and all you other people, I give you the son of Philip de Vitry, son of Gilles de Chapelle, master of the Free Company.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's nothing but spun sugar and bootblack.
Small target, Will.
Ring for his heart.
The surgeon, Will.
Roland, you're the surgeon now. Oh, come on.
He's tipped it.
Kate, get me back to one. I don't want to wait for it.
Dirty son of a bitch!
As I said, Thatcher, in what world could you have ever beaten me? Such a place does not exist.
She's here, William. And so is your father. Change of stars.
Let's dance, you and I.
Two lances to none. You must unhorse him or kill him. It's the only way to win.
You need more padding.
No, leave it off. I can't breathe with it on. Lance. Oh, no. God, I can barely grip it. Lash it to my arm. What? Lash it to my arm.
Do as he says.
Heavy-handed words. And so, I'm afraid, without any ado whatsoever, excuse me, my lord, Harriet's one of your own, born a stone's throw from this very stadium, and here before you now, the son of John Thatcher. So, Thatcher!
That's your name, Will. Sir William Thatcher. Your father heard that.
Godspeed, William.
You have been weighed.
You have been measured.
And you absolutely
have been found wanting.
Welcome to the new world. God save you, if it is right that he should do so.
Thank you.
You're going to have to write some of this story down.
The part about the prince and the knight?
No, no, no. All of it. All human activity lies within the artist's scope. Maybe not yours.
Take on my box, whom I couldn't call. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge for the whole human race.
Hey.